welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrei Skiba. Fear and loathing spread across the markets as weaker than expected jobs report prompted a major risk unwind across a variety of asset classes. As normally tends to be the case, many extrapolated this price action to suggest an imminent recession and demand an emergency rate cut from the Fed. We think the market needs to chill out. Let me explain three key reasons why that is the case. Firstly, the aforementioned payroll report was likely impacted by Hurricane Beryl, so adjusted for that could have been easily within market expectations. This doesn't explain why unemployment moved up as much as it did, but we think broader conditions in the labor market suggest some cooling, but nothing indicating a lot of pain ahead. Secondly, as demonstrated by the latest ISM services report, conditions in the broader economy remain solid. And yes, manufacturing is not faring as well, but we need to remember that the US economy is overwhelmingly service sector driven. Finally, much of the sell-off is driven by the machines. CTAs and quant investors got themselves overextended, and that triggered a washout of positions across a range of markets, from Japanese stocks to AI darlings. While this process can continue for a short while, we expect conditions to stabilize when position squaring is mostly done. With all this in mind, we remain of the view that Fed will cut rates this year as soon as next month, but the magnitude of cuts in 2024 could disappoint. We're currently pricing in around 125 basis points of cuts, and unless conditions in the economy change drastically for the worse, we see two, maybe three cuts ahead. We'd also note that after a few inflation reports helped in part by base effects, the next ones will not benefit from such. Thus, the pace at which inflation is moderating could slow down a bit. Where does it leave us regarding fixed income opportunity set? We're still constructive, but note that in the near term, spread products might have to go through a period of indigestion. A lot of demand was driven by historically attractive yields, and as those declined considerably in recent weeks, investors might take a pause before adding to their exposures. Also, we note that lower yields lifted primary issuance volumes across a range of markets, with corporates keen to lock in better funding costs. That means that the equilibrium level for spreads is wider, in our opinion. Unless rate rally reverses in earnest or spreads widen considerably more to entice new buyers, we believe that a period of consolidation is warranted. As we've been booking profits in an overextended market of late, this bout of weakness suits us well, and we stand ready to take advantage of dislocations where these to extend further. More importantly, though, investors would be well advised to zoom out and reflect on the fact that the US economy is in a relatively decent shape, inflation will continue to moderate, and fixed income assets look attractive from a yield perspective by historical standards. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.